On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team lost last week to Minnesota Duluth. On the road this weekend at Upper Iowa. Linebacker Jason Brom, our guest. I'll be blunt. How mad were you guys after the game on Saturday?
I was pretty upset. You know, it's hard to take a tough loss versus a good team that, you know, you felt that you let it slip away. So that was really hard. But it's important to not get caught up in 1 week and move on to the next week at Upper Iowa.
I was talking with Coach Tesh earlier today and said, you know, when you, meaning Coach Tesh, walked on campus 15 years ago, moral victories were about the only thing that you guys could get. You guys don't like them now, do you?
Definitely not. We feel that we can, if we execute our game plan, we feel that we can win almost every game. And, you know, we just didn't execute. They executed better than us, and they won. They played better.
You guys were on the field a lot. How gassed were you?
I was pretty tired. You know, we should have got off the field a lot of third down conversions, but, you know, people make mistakes. I make mistakes. It's a game of football.
You and Brody Scheff each had, you know, 15 to 20 tackles last week. It's a lot of hits, a lot of bumps, a lot of bruises. How sore were you on Sunday?
You know, I was pretty sore, especially after the loss. It hurts even a little bit more than if we won. But, you know, it comes with the game, so you get used to it and try not to think about it too much.
Play a very important position on a 3-4 defense. How long did it take you to get comfortable and to understand exactly what's supposed to be happening?
I don't think I'm ever comfortable. You always got to learn. There's always new offensive schemes you have to know and new reads to read. So, I mean, I don't feel 100% comfortable, but that's what I'm working on is just trying to improve every week.
Got a really, really young front three. How far do you think you guys as a front seven have come even in these first four games?
We've come very far. Just working as a team, basically just doing our job and executing gap sound is what our defense is about. So as long as they do their job, you know, they're young, but they're intelligent and they're working to get better. So it's an important part of our defense.
Why'd you choose BSU?
Coach Bolte is one of the best coaches I think around as a linebackers coach, and I thought that coming here I could learn a lot from him from the position and become a better player.
Had you ever played a 3-4 before?
No, I played a 3-5 in high school, so it was a little bit different, but it's fun. I like it. You know, you get to make a lot of calls, and it's a good opportunity to play.
What was it like these last two Saturdays, both night games, both really good crowds? What was it like to play in front of an atmosphere like that?
It's always fun. You know, the bigger the crowd, the bigger the game, just heightens everyone's senses, makes everyone play a little bit better and a little bit harder. So just playing with competition and always improving is important.
As a player, how do you bounce back this week?
Don't think about last week. Try and just keep your head on 1 week at a time and think of the goal at the end of the season, not individual weeks.
I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but last week you're playing the defending national champions. This week you're playing a team that gave up 72 points. Are you anticipating it's going to be easy or hard to keep focus?
You know, it's any given Saturday, so anything could happen. But, you know, just trying to get the win and execute the best way we possibly can and, you know, not let that easy game slip away. You never want to have, you know, a game that you overlook. So it's important to take this week seriously to recover and to, you know, not overlook any team.
What was the team's reaction to Bo Wakefield after he came off the field after the punt?
I can't put it all on him because it's a team sport. We all make mistakes, some bigger than others, but, you know, disappointment. But at the same time, he's our teammate, so we pick him up. We don't worry about it. Any point in that game, people could have made changing plays and could affect the outcome of the game, so we don't look at one play as in that's the game decider because there's multiple game deciders.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.